1 year ago today, a 7.0 magnitude earthquake struck Haiti just before 10 p.m. 230,000 people were killed. About 1 million were left homeless.
I've seen some dead bodies being burned just in a corner, and it seems to be just casual because people just keep on driving or walking in front of them. And then you see people just sleeping everywhere.
2010 brought more difficulties for Haiti, and those kinds of stories were all over the program and in the coverage. And you know, you've seen many of those pictures. In October, as the nation readied itself for what turned out to be a highly contested presidential election, there was a cholera outbreak. 3,600 people have died of cholera since the outbreak began. All signs of the fragile infrastructure, if it exists at all, in Haiti. One public health worker spent his days collecting cholera-ridden corpses.
The bodies are very dangerous, San Luis says. People throw them into the street and they have fluid inside them. If the fluid comes out and you step in it, you could track it home. You could put your hands in your mouth, or your kid could touch your shoes.
That was Rochefort St. Louis speaking to PRI's The World. A presidential election in November promised a new government with strong leadership. Instead, it brought further chaos. Here's one presidential candidate.
We want the elections annulled. Okay, there were no elections on the 28th.
12 of the 19 candidates are still pressing for the elections to be canceled, citing massive fraud. And in the meantime, 800,000 Haitians still live in temporary camps, and millions of dollars in relief money is pouring into basic services like water and food instead of going toward construction and business development. Joining us now from Port-au-Prince is Francis Robles, foreign correspondent for the Miami Herald. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, I want to track down, there has been a lot of talk recently about how much relief money has been spent and how much is sitting somewhere in bank accounts. Can you give us a rundown on exactly how how much money was given towards relief efforts in Haiti and how much of it has gone to good purpose?
It's really hard to pin down a total because you have different, you know, you have the Red Cross giving to the World Food Program, giving to, I don't know, X other agency, so, and they're all counting the same money. So it's not as easy as just, you know, getting a calculator and adding it all up. But a good estimate is to say that about half the money raised was spent. Americans donated something around $1.3 billion to Haiti last year. So that's not the government, that's not the UN, that's just people reaching into their pockets and the NGOs like Red Cross and those kinds of groups. And they're estimating some between 50 and 60% has been spent largely on medicine, on water, on keeping people alive. And it's gotten to the point where people are scratching their heads and wondering if that's the best investment. I mean, obviously, it's a good investment to keep people alive, but at what point do you shift gears and say, okay, now it's time to start building hospitals, it's time to start building schools?
Well, and they say that because visibly there's not a lot of change in Haiti rather than the fact that they've cleared away rubble, right?
Right, and even the rubble. I mean, there's a lot of rubble still here. You don't see construction cranes. You don't see bulldozers. You don't hear the roar of a city bringing itself back up from the ashes. You still see a lot of tents. And, you know, you'll go to a tent and people will say, oh, you know, I don't get anything for that money. But they're standing in front of a cholera clinic, in front of a latrine, which sits beside the hospital, next to the little school where they're giving kids classes. So they are getting something for the money, but they're not getting anything that's going to put them out of the situation that they're currently in.
All right. Well, but at the same time that we have complaints that not enough money has been spent and not enough of it has been spent on permanent construction or development, you also have another complaint from nonprofits saying they're worried that the money is going to run out before they've finished what it is that they need to do. What are they spending all the money on? I mean, you say keeping people alive, but clearly there has to be other things that are going into the daily operations of, say, the Red Cross.
I think that the amount of money that it costs to pull these things off is astronomical, and I don't think we're ever going to get a real straight answer from a lot of these organizations in terms of how much of that is for salaries, how much of that went to the house that you're renting, how much of that did you have to spend on SUVs. I mean, you cannot drive around Port-au-Prince if you're not in an SUV. So, you know, how much is that to bring it in? You know, how many NGOs have spent, how many millions of the billion dollars of aid money that went to Haiti last year went to cars probably a lot. And so, you know, you can justify that these people need to get around. And on the other hand, you know, the people that are living in tents are looking at these cars saying, you know, dang, but that car's nicer than my tent. So, what do you do? What are you supposed to do about that? And that's a tough situation that's never going to be resolved. One of the big complaints is a report last week by a group called the Disaster Accountability Project is that they just feel that the organizations are not being transparent enough. You know, they throw around huge figures that make it really difficult to demonstrate where did the money go. So, okay, we spent, you know, $25 million on water. Really? I mean, what does that mean? Like, how many bottles was it, and how much does that cost? So that's really difficult to break down. But, in terms of water, if you're curious, the International Red Cross is spending $500,000 alone just on water.
But the things that you're describing there, and, you know, that list sounds both desperate and chaotic, is so short of something sustainable. I mean, the money should have been spent not on SUVs, but on roads. There's something sustainable. The money should be spent not on bottled water, but on a water system. When's it going to get to a situation even approaching that, and what kind of investment would it take?
That's largely a different pool of money. That's mostly the money that's coming in from governments around the world. They pledged 10. There's a lot being said that they paid only a fraction of what they pledged. They pledged $10 billion, but over 10 years. So of the billion or $2 billion that they pledged for last year, I believe it's something about 60% has been spent. And honestly, I think that when they say spent, you know, you start breaking down the semantics. Spent means the money was transferred to a different account for the other guy who's going to spend it. But I don't know that anybody has spent it. I don't know that anybody has sat down and said, okay, look, this is where we're going to put the hospital, and this is where it's going to go, and this is what we have to do to make this happen. It's a very, very, very slow process. The land tenure problem here is holding this up in huge ways that I don't
know. You mean not knowing who owns land?
That's right. One of the huge problems here is that, you know, like you said before, Celeste, you have 810,000 people living in tents. A lot of those people were renters. And so they lived in a house, in a land. Okay, let's say I lived in a house and my house collapsed. Who's going to rebuild it? Let's say the Red Cross wants to rebuild my house. Well, okay, who gets to live back in that house? Me, who is the renter, or the three people who say that they were the proper owner of that house?
Nice.
The guy who built it illegally 50 years ago in the first place, but doesn't have the documents to show that he has land title because he never had it in the first place.
Right. It's complicated. Frances Robles is a foreign correspondent for the Miami Herald. She joined us from Port-au-Prince. Thank you so much, Frances.
Le Seigneur est le grand.